We're not going to turn this into a circus. The judge sighed. All right. Anything else before I bring in the jury, Veneri? The lawyers shook their heads. With a series of nods, the judge to the clerk to the court officer, the potential jurors were fetched from one of the lower floors. They shuffled in, rubbernecking the courtroom like tourists wandering through Versailles. The chamber must have disappointed them. It was a grungy courtroom in the modern style. High boxy ceilings, minimalist furnishings of maple wood and black laminate, muted indirect lighting. Two flags drooped from listing flagpoles, an American flag to the judge's right and the flag of Massachusetts to his left. The American flag at least had its original vivid colors. The state flag, once pure white, had faded to a dingy ivory. Otherwise, there was nothing. No statue, no chiseled Latin inscription, no portrait of a forgotten judge, nothing to relieve the Scandinavian austerity of the design. I had been in this courtroom 1,000 times, but the juror's disappointment made me look at it finally and realize how exhausted it all appeared. The jury pool filled the entire gallery at the back of the courtroom, leaving only the two benches that had been reserved for the defendant's family, reporters, and a few others whose courthouse connections entitled them to remain. The potential jurors were a mix of working people and housewives, kids and retirees. Jury pools usually skewed slightly blue-collar and underemployed, since these were the people more likely to respond to a summons. But this jury pool had a vaguely professional look to it, I thought. Lots of good haircuts, new shoes, BlackBerry holsters, pens sticking out of pockets. This too was good for us, I decided. We wanted smart, cool-headed jurors, people with the brains to understand a technical defense or the limitations of scientific evidence, and the balls to say not guilty. We began the process of voir dire, the question and answer process by which juries are chosen. Jonathan and I each had our jury seating charts, a table of 2 rows, 6 columns, 12 places in all, plus 2 extra boxes on the right side of the sheet, matching the chairs in the jury box. 12 jurors, plus 2 alternates who would hear all the evidence but would not take part in the deliberations, unless one of the jurors dropped out. 14 candidates were called forward, 14 chairs were filled, we scribbled the names plus a few notes in the boxes on our scorecards, and the process began.